Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Radio Show, or should I just say the Women Entrepreneurs Brought Podcast. This is Julie Anderson, and I am so excited to be with you this afternoon. Actually, sorry, I said morning. We're still technically morning. I've been up and traveling since early this morning, so my brain is a little off on my time, but I'm happy to be here. I'm really excited about our guests. Before I start the interview, I want to encourage everyone to stay on until the end of this recording. It is so important because that's when you hear the juicy stuff. That's when you find out how to get the complimentary gift that our guest is going to give you today. And let me tell you, you're going to want it. She is just a dynamic individual with a ton of experience. And I'm looking through my paperwork here and just realized, Katrina, I do not have your bio, but I am going to tell you, I know she's been doing business consulting and coaching for entrepreneurs with her Jumpstart Your Marketing business for over a decade now. As a matter of fact, she might be pushing 2 decades. I don't want to make her feel old. But she has some amazing, amazing information to share with us today. I am going to just going to get started, and because we have just 3 minutes, we're going to get started right into the interview so that she can get to some of that juicy stuff. I know she's been a successful coach and consultant for many, many years. So when we're talking about critical keys to building and sustaining a consistently profitable business, Katrina Sawa with Jumpstart Your Marketing is definitely a go-to person. Katrina, welcome to the show today. Did we lose you? Are you there, Katrina? Let me see. Hello, hello. Katrina, are you there? I hope everybody's hearing me. Have some technical difficulties going on. Let me mute her and unmute her. Are you there, Katrina? Let me see. We're typing away. Well, let me go to. I am, as I said, I know that Katrina has been on this, has been doing this for many, many years. And I have heard her speak on many different occasions. She has lots of events that she does, and she has so much information, so much information. If you can hear me, Katrina, we cannot hear you. Let me see here. I'm hoping that it's not on my side. Everything says we're good to go on the other side. Katrina, why don't you try hanging up and calling back in, and that way we can possibly get you back on if you can hear me. Let me see here. I hope we didn't lose her as soon as we started the recording or started the live show. At any rate, we are here with Katrina Sawa, and we're talking about critical keys to building and sustaining a consistently profitable business. And this is something that is, it frustrates oftentimes a lot of entrepreneurs, especially female entrepreneurs in the business, because they just oftentimes we go into the business with amazing ideas and amazing thoughts and amazing, ideas. Things that we need to know, or that we don't know we need to know. We just jump into the business, and she just texted me. I'm going to tell her to call back. We don't always know what it is that we're supposed to be doing. We have the big idea. And when I talk about the brain personality connection on my Brain Lady Speak show, a lot of you follow me there. I talk about how the big picture entrepreneurs, we have the big picture. We fail sometimes at getting some of those details down. And it's those details. The devil is in those details. We don't always get those details. We dive head in first with whatever our amazing business idea is. We get so wrapped up in that and in sharing the knowledge and sharing the excitement that we cannot we lose something along the way. Okay, she just called back in. Let's see if we can get her back on. Are you there, Katrina?
I'm here. I don't know what happened.
I have no idea what happened. It's like as soon as I went live, we lost all audio on that end. I'm not sure how much, but I just kind of started talking about you a little bit, talking about I don't have your professional bio in front of me. Everybody, welcome Katrina Sawa, amazing woman entrepreneur extraordinaire in many different ways with Jumpstart Your Marketing. We're just going to dive right into this. I will put links to her bio on the show page so everybody can read more about Katrina and visit her well-packed, full of information website. But Katrina has been doing this business for, let me see, how long did you say when we were talking the other day?
Almost 17 years. This is my
almost 17 years. That is absolutely amazing. So we're just going to just tell us, Katrina, give us some background on you. How did you get started helping entrepreneurs to make more money doing what they love? Because I kind of, before we brought you back on, was talking about how we get these big picture ideas as entrepreneurs, but we kind of fail with those critical keys. But what got you started in wanting to help people to make more money
right.
in doing what they love?
Well, what really got me motivated was watching people go out of business, like really all the time. I was in advertising sales and had been in the community, like in my local chambers of commerce. I was a member of four chambers of commerce when I worked in advertising for the newspaper. And not only did some of the people that I called on as clients that was trying to run ads, they wouldn't listen to me, right? They'd just say, well, run this as my ad. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to run it unless you do this because that's not going to get you any business. Or just run it one time and let's see what happens. No, you're not going to get any business if you just run it one time. So I would just see people going out of business left and right because they really didn't know what they didn't know about everything you had to do and all the different hats you had to wear to run a successful money-making business that's sustainable. So that broke my heart, and I thought, well, I got to help more people figure all this other stuff out. It's not just about spending money on advertising and marketing. It's about what do you do with the clients and customers once you get them and how, you know, and so many different things.
And isn't that true? I mean, I find that when I'm, you know, meeting new business owners, new, especially women entrepreneurs, because we naturally tend to wear a lot of hats that we think we can do all of these things. But like you said, we don't know what we don't know. We got this big picture idea, but we have no idea what we're doing in reality.
Right. Well, and then you learn enough to be dangerous, right? Or you learn a few
right.
things and think, okay, now I have it figured out. I know how to do Facebook. Okay, great. That's one of 20 marketing strategies. And you've only learned from one person. There's probably a dozen people that can teach you various different positive proven strategies to use on Facebook alone. So don't just listen to one person. You have to learn multiple ways in multiple different types of marketing strategies to really be successful these days.
I totally agree. I go to as many conferences as I hold, that's for sure. So what's your biggest lesson that you have learned on your entrepreneurial journey, and how did you overcome it? So what was one of those big lessons that hit you in the face?
Right. One of the things I've been really known for is kind of like being like a fire hose. Here's all the things you have to do. You know, and just spitting them all out. Okay, do all this stuff and you're going to be successful. And then I overwhelm the heck out of people, right? And so, but then recently I thought, okay, well, I can give you a training on how to do that and a checklist on this procedure, and I can give you an audio on the steps on how to do this, that, and the other thing, whatever. But what is really going to help you build and run a successful, sustainable business? I thought about what that was and what are the critical things that really helped me for so long. And it comes down to three things. And the first thing is be love. And I'm going to come back to this because I have to explain it. A lot of people don't understand. It's be love. The second thing is be organized. And there's a lot of things that go under being organized. And then the last thing is always be in action. And so be loved, be organized, and always be in action are the key things that have kept me going. And we can dive into, like, you know, examples of each one of those if you'd like.
You just explain to us a little bit about each one of these. I'm taking notes. So if I pause slightly, it's because I'm writing. So tell us a little bit about what if those each of those steps are.
Right. So be love, I learned a long time ago, and I've been actually kind of avoiding it. Well, I used to avoid it. I don't avoid it anymore, but because I realized how impactful it is. And it was back in 2008 when I was about 6 years into my business, and I was a very stubborn business owner. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I know how to do this better than you. I don't need to take your advice. And even though I'm paying you $12,000 to $25,000, which is what I was paying my coaches at that time, I still know better than you. Okay, so I had an ego and stubbornness about me. And it was that year, though, 2008, where I really kind of gave in. Okay, I'm going to listen. And my coach and the mastermind people that I was a part of, the whole year I was like, what do I need to do to make $100,000 this year? Because I'd been trying to get to $100,000 for a few years, and it just wasn't coming. And I was doing everything. I was doing all the different marketing. I had a good website. I had a team. I had the right marketing in place. I was doing it all. I'm like, what am I not doing? Do I just need to talk to more people? Do I need to add this? Do I need to change that? And all year long, they would only tell me, just be, Katrina. Just be love. Then I'm like, yeah, but how do I do that? What do I need to do to be love? I don't understand. And so I kept going back to the doing when it was really about the being. And there's probably some spiritual people on the line or people that are a little bit more conscious, heart-centered people that already get this. And so, but I had to learn that there has to be a balance between the amount of doing that you're doing, and what you're doing, of course, has to be effective, first of all. And then there's an amount of being that you have to be in your life, with your energy, with your clients, in speaking gigs, in wherever you are, there's a certain level of being. And so it's that, and it's more than just self-love. It's everything. So when I finally finally switched and started being more, I actually hit $100,000 that year. So in my business, and I didn't do anything different. I was just being different. So an example would be like walking into a conference of 200 people, right? And maybe you know a few handful of people, or maybe you don't. And it's just being open to being attracted to what's possible and what comes to you.
So it's kind of like enjoying the business as well as working hard in the business, like just being comfortable and happy in your business, and that alone draws an energy to you, makes you, people draw to you.
Right. It did. It drew perfect people to me pretty much every time I set my intention on just being love when I walked into a room, or nowadays when I open a Zoom line and I have a conference call or whatever it is. So we can't be too much in the doing, and even if you need to make a lot of money, I find this a lot of people not being more when they're in dire need of making money. When you have to pay your bills, when you are behind on your bills, when you are stressed about paying your bills, when you get laid off and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, there's that money fear, right? And so then you go out and you do all over people, and you're not calmly being open or being love or being generous or being giving. You're needy. You're needy, and it shows. And so we have to really be careful with that.
I get it. And you do. You see that especially at networking events, and I'm sure the listeners have been in those positions too, where they can tell the difference between those that are so concerned about the dollar that they're not concerned about building that relationship. And often, you know, we tell people this all the time. People do business with those that they know, like, and trust, but they're not going to get to know you and love you and trust you unless you're putting down that wall. Great. So what about the be organized? So we've got that part down. We understand how to draw people to us by just being open to those relationships. But what about the be organized? Because what I find, and this has to do with that brain personality connection that, you know, I talk about all the time, Katrina, is that oftentimes we have these big pictures of the brain as entrepreneurs and we've got all this stuff going on. How do we pull that down? And what do you think is essential about being organized? And why is it so important?
Well, being organized will do a lot of things for you. It will make you look more professional. It will make you stay on top of tasks. It will make you more credible. You'll have more influence. You will see more. You will get in front of more clients and potential clients because you're going to reach more people because you're going to get more done. So if you are not making the money you want to make, it's probably because you're not talking to or getting in front of enough people that could potentially buy from you. And so most people think, oh, I'm already so busy, I don't even know how I'm going to add another thing. Well, it's not about adding another thing, perhaps. It's about being more efficient with what you're already doing and being more organized. So there's probably 462 things that you actually need to be more organized with, but the biggest ones I see are your time. We have to really manage your time, and that includes being accountable to things you say you're going to do. It could be being organized with the way that you do things. So if you get a new client and you need to send them a new client packet, then you need to get them into your system, and then you need to mail them something, and then you need to make sure they get into a Facebook group, and then they schedule a call. There's a lot of different moving pieces there. Now, it can either take you an hour, client yourself, or you delegate it, or you systematize it so that you get the new client and boom, they get everything they need while you're moving on to the next thing. So organizing could be efficiency. It could be time management. It could be actual tasks that are put into a process. It could be delegating. But think about this. So if you are not organized well in all of those areas, in your lead generation, marketing, follow-up, and sales areas especially, if you're not organized there and something happens in your life, like a loved one gets sick and you have to go take care of them for, say, a week, right? What happens to your business? Does it just fall flat? Do you not make any money that week because you can't do anything because you're taking care of somebody else? That should never happen, right? But it happens all the time. And this is why people end up going out of business or having to go back and get a job, is because life will happen and they can't focus and do the things they wanted to do. Therefore, they don't have the money coming in, and therefore they get strapped and they have to go rush out to plan B. And we don't want to have a plan B. So you need to get organized and get systematized with your processes and your marketing sooner than later, because inevitably life happens and something will happen. It could be a happy thing, like maybe your daughter decides to go off and get married and you want to take a week off to Hawaii to go do the wedding, and oh, there's a bunch of planning ahead of time, and oh, there's this appointment and that appointment, and you just really, you need the time. So there's that, right?
We're gonna have to have Katrina back on another, because this, I tell you, this is juicy stuff, right? And it's stuff I'm sitting here going, taking notes. You should see my piece of paper, listeners. This is crazy. Taking notes. And I've known Katrina, as I said at the beginning, I've known Katrina for many, many, many years. And this is the wonder that she is, because as many times as I've heard her speak, I'm still always taking notes. She always has such gems to share. And I do love that. This is my area that I need to focus on and work on, this organization. And I love the systematizing things that will stay rolling when you're not. that's so important,
yes,
for entrepreneurs especially. So now,
well,
what about
I've
that
had,
last...
let me Yeah, I've had plenty of instances where I was not able to be in my business, like when my husband got cancer or when I had hip surgery. I mean, you just have to have it so it can run without you. And it's, you don't think it or plan for any of that. I didn't plan for any of that stuff I just said, but it happened anyways. But I was prepared, right? So.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're probably, I would estimate that there are many, many of, especially again, women entrepreneurs, because we have a hard time with that delegation factor, that lack in this area. So it might be something that we put on our, you know, 2019 goal list to to do this. Well, now what about that last critical key of being always in motion? What, expand on that a little bit for us.
Always be in action. So the thing with what I see entrepreneurs and why they often have to go out of business or why it's not working, when they say, oh, this is, I tried that, it's not working. Well, because they're usually doing things are out of order of importance. And we're doing the wrong things first. You get a squirrel idea and you're going to go start a blog. You get an idea, you're going to start and do a live 3-day event. Well, you don't even have any followers yet. Who's going to come to the event? I don't know, because you're not going to get anybody there. If you're doing a 3-day event, you don't have any followers, right? So that's out of order of importance. If you need to make money, there's certain things to do now. If you have money already, then there are certain things to do first when setting up or really growing your business. So, but inevitably, if you don't have a coach or someone who can really look at everything you're doing from the big picture all the way down to the nitty gritty, from where you want to be, vision, and your goals.
There?
I'm here.
Go ahead. So out of order. So look at your goals. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, so if you don't have somebody that can look at everything you're doing, all your goals and everything, and then help you determine the order of importance of which marketing or business strategies you should put in place, first, second, and third, then I'd say 95% of the time the entrepreneur chooses wrong, meaning it's not that it has to be right or wrong, it's just they don't choose the one that's going to get them to their goal first or best in a faster process. So there's that. And if it's making faster decisions too. So another thing I see that's a mistake with entrepreneurs is they tend to sit on decision making. And it's like, you have a podcast and you offer opportunities for other women to be on your podcast network. Well, there's people that are out there thinking, well, I should do a podcast. I want to do one eventually, someday. Well, make a decision and do it now. Why would you do it someday? Now, first of all, is this your best order of importance? It may or may not be. You want to have, you know, it can totally build your platform. It can also enhance your platform. So it just depends on your goals. If you need to make a lot of money, typically you don't make money from a podcast right out of the gate. Okay, so it's not a huge money-making activity. Now, it can be later on, and it can be nurturing your clientele and nurturing your people. It definitely positions you in a higher state and a more credible state and platform, but it's not a fast cash thing, right? So there's the order of importance, but making decisions faster is so critical. And if you don't know the answer, if you think you're going to make a wrong decision so you don't make any decision, then you need more information, which means you need to ask for help, which means you need to ask advice, which means you need to ask for referrals possibly. You can't make slow decisions because money follows speed. And then the final thing about being in action is you just have to be consistent. So there's people out there that say, well, I'm going to do a Facebook Live once a week, or they'll just say, I'm going to start doing Facebook Live. Okay, what is the consistency? Are you going to do it once a week? Are you going to do it daily? Are you going to do it once a month? Let's get some consistency and persistency in there so it adds more trust, right? And people can count on you and things like that. And the more clarity you have around that, gives you confidence, and confidence gives you cash. So really, the more action, the more you'll be in clarity, the more you'll get the right people, which will increase your confidence, and the more cash flow will follow.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I like the little part about having a podcast network as well, because Trina threw that in there for me, I'm sure, because we do have Women Entrepreneurs Podcasts now. Is womenentrepreneurspodcast.com. That's our station, and this is where we're building a station and a platform for other women in business to hold their own podcasts. So, and I haven't been as active in it as I should, haven't been doing as much of that motion or action as I should. So I'm gaining some definite, this is like a complimentary consultation with Katrina here for me with these notes I'm taking, and I appreciate that. As you can tell, everyone who's listening here, it is absolutely, absolutely just a wealth of information that Katrina carries with us. If you were to give, we just have a couple minutes, and I want to be sure that we can get to what you have for the listeners, as well as some more, just one more little, if you were to give tidbits, if you're like your top one or two tips that you would give to a budding entrepreneur or a struggling entrepreneur right now, what would those tips be, Katrina?
You have to trust your gut and then just keep taking action.
Oh, I like that. I mean, trust your gut. So it's a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, you can keep course correcting. Will you make wrong decisions and take wrong actions? Yeah, but if you don't take any action, you won't get anywhere fast at all. So every decision and every step will lead you to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing.
I love it. I love it. But hold on to your intuition as you're going through it sounds like as well. Well, you have an entire page on your website at jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free training where you can get Katrina's complimentary gift. Is there one in particular, based on the topic that we have discussed on this show, Katrina, is there one in particular or two in particular on that giveaway page that you have that you think our listeners should seek out and kind of go with the flow of what we've been talking about today?
Yeah, if you are more interested in the be love and you think you need to be more and or have more confidence in yourself, then you definitely want the Love Yourself Successful audio. That goes with my book, and you can go to that page or go to loveyourselfsuccessful.com and get that. And that's super good, but it also helps you think about what else you can charging your worth. If you're more interested in the doing and the marketing, there's the Jumpstart Your Biz Kit, which is a marketing checklist of things you can do on a daily basis to get clients. So that's on there too. And and you can come talk to me if you want. There's a way to do that on that page as well. If you really want to move quickly, I want people who are ready to move, ready to take action, and make this easier than you're probably making it currently.
Got it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so on the show page, we have Katrina's main site, jumpstartyourmarketing.com. There'll be a hot link there. I'll be putting that up here in just a little bit after we get off. And then links to everywhere else that you can connect with her. Her Facebook, she's Katrina Sawa, Katrina or Jumpstart Your Marketing. She also has a group for Jumpstart Your Biz. She's on Twitter as Katrina Sawa, LinkedIn as Katrina Sawa, Pinterest, Instagram, all of these different ones. You also have, we've got 1 minute left. She also has an upcoming event on March 6th through 8th called the Love and Money Live. So you can reach out either to Katrina or to myself and via show pages and get more information on that. And Katrina, thank you so very much for being on the show today, and we've got to have you back.
Thanks, Julie.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. All right, everybody, one last thing. Follow us, like us. If there was beneficial information on the program today that you think other people can benefit from, share it. Share it online. Share it with your followers and the people that you're connected to. We would love to have more people join us on the Women Entrepreneurs podcast, as well as if you think you'd be a good guest, reach out to us, info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. That is all plural, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. And if you want your own podcast, let's get you on the station. And until next week, I want everyone to just simply enjoy every moment.